Well, there is another roadblock for millions of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally who might have received protection from deportation under last year's executive order from President Obama. Yesterday, a federal appeals court refused a request from Justice Department lawyers to appeal an earlier ruling that halted the order. So what happens now? Ileana Holguin is an immigration attorney in El Paso, Texas. Ileana, welcome back.
Thank you.
And this is a victory for Texas and the other 25 states that are challenging President Obama's order to protect many undocumented immigrants. Is this a blow to you?
Well, it's certainly a setback. The decision, unfortunately, wasn't surprising. It's very disappointing. But what I think is important for people to know is that by no means is this the end of the case. This was one of the very first steps. And while it is a setback, we still have hope that we're going to end up with a positive resolution at the end.
Well, we should say that this applies to two groups of immigrants, children who were born in another country but brought here at a very young age, and parents of U.S. citizens. Is that right?
Yes, there are two deferred action programs that are the subject of the lawsuit. One is called DAPA, D-A-P-A, which is Deferred Action for Parents of Americans and Lawful Permanent Residents. And the other one was an expansion of a program that's already in existence called DACA, D-A-C-A, which is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. So that program has actually been going on since 2012, but the president sought to expand the young people who would be eligible, and it's that expansion that is at issue in this case.
So what does this mean for the people that you work with right now? Are they just putting their plans on hold?
Yes. I mean, basically, they're still in limbo. What the government had been asking for had been for a stay of the injunction that the federal judge had ordered back in February, the federal judge who's hearing the actual case. So the federal government had been asking for the injunction to be stayed so that the program could be implemented while the case moved forward. And basically what the Fifth Circuit did yesterday was decide to leave the injunction in place. So we're in the same position that we were, which is basically just waiting to see what happens with the actual appeal of the injunction. Those arguments are expected to be heard in July. And then, of course, ultimately with the ultimate resolution of the case in the federal court.
But some have said that the longer this drags on, the less likely undocumented immigrants are to come forward because they just look at the whole thing and it looks like it's in legal limbo, that maybe one president might want this, but the next president might not want this.
Sadly, I think that that's true. I think these types of programs are always viewed with a certain measure of suspicion by the immigrant community. We saw that even with initial DACA back in 2012, where folks were, of course, understandably suspicious about whether or not they should sign up for this program. And we saw that again when DAPA was announced, that hesitation. And of course, the longer that these legal proceedings go on, I think the less likely that people are going to sign up, even if ultimately the programs are allowed to go forward.
Now, we're going to have some listeners who are wondering, well, maybe if this whole thing is in limbo, why don't these people just get in line like everybody else and go ahead and apply for a green card or a visa that allows them to be there instead of waiting for the courts to figure this out? Would you advise anyone to do that?
Well, so what people don't understand is that it's not, there aren't very many avenues that people can apply for lawful permanent residence. People can apply through family relationships, but for example, if you're the parent of a U.S. citizen, your U.S. citizen son or daughter has to be 21 years old in order to file an immigrant petition on your behalf. And so a lot of the folks that DAPA would serve to protect are people with young children whose children aren't eligible to file immigrant petitions on their behalf yet. Even if folks have, for example, U.S. citizen siblings who aren't eligible to file immigrant petitions on their behalf, that category is so backlogged that if you're someone from Mexico, you're going to wait in line for 20 years before you're even eligible to apply for your green card. And I think that what all of this underscores is the need for comprehensive immigration reform. We need to look at our immigration laws and look at what doesn't work, like these 20-year backlogs with immigrant visa petitions, and make changes to those laws.
That's Ileana Olguin, who is an immigration attorney in El Paso, Texas. Ileana, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.